It's morning, and volunteers from Seminole Heights Community Gardens are already digging in the dirt. They're planting a butterfly garden at Cleveland Elementary. The plants and flowers are all native Florida species, which use less water and reduce the need for fertilizers. Janet Olt and her two daughters are tilling one of two smaller beds that are being planted on the school's campus.
What they're going to be putting in is a porterweed, which is a favorite of the butterflies, as well as, I believe that one's a horse mint, firebush. I think they're putting even some lantanas, a lot of the different things that the butterflies are going to be attracted to. So it should be a beautiful garden when it's finished. The plants will be tall enough to draw attention because of their colors, but they'll also definitely be butterfly attractors.
Janet's 17-year-old daughter, Lindsay, says that kids do not understand where their food comes from. And that's why she wanted to take part in the project.
Well, it's just a really good experience to, like, help other people. And it's really cool to, like, help the little kids understand that where the food comes from. Because I know right now kids don't care. They just think the grocery store is it. And hopefully they'll learn that gardening's fun and they can start doing that. And eventually we can get back to society where we can grow everything ourselves instead of depending on stores.
In April, a garden was planted close to the Hillsborough River in South Seminole Heights. Residents that did not have the resources to grow food in their own yards teamed up to create a larger community garden. Now the group has over 60 members. Robin Milkowitz is the organizer for the Seminole Heights Community Gardens.
Really easy to come into a garden and just find people that, you know, you have something in common with, and people really like that. And the reason we're doing this is because we kind of want to give back to our community. You know, I really don't see that anymore, and as young as I am, I want to start seeing that again. So that's why we're here. We really just want to help, you know, bring a little beauty, help the bee population, help the butterfly population, and we kind of get all that done in one fell swoop.
Natasha Modisheri is teaching the kids the right way to remove a potted plant to prepare it for planting. They squish the pots to loosen the roots from the bottom of the planter. Brenda Hill's second grade class is helping plant the beds in the larger garden. Her student Zima got to help plant one of the porterweed plants. She says she loves gardening and has her own garden at home.
Do you think it's important to have gardens? Why?
Because I like all the animals that come out and I get to pet them. And I caught a butterfly once. It was orange and it was black.
What do you like about the gardens?
I like it because a lot of butterflies come out.
Brenda Hill says this kind of hands-on learning is important because it engages her students.
I think this is a very nice project for the school. Very nice. It gets the children involved and it's a hands-on. And we love butterflies. It's something that's so springy and just gets you going.